Trumas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ein tarmin min min al she'enu mino. One cannot take of truma from one species onto another species. Ve'im tarim ein truma so truma. And if he does this, even b'dievet, it's not good. It's not truma. Kol min chitim echad. So first we should know the Mishnah tells us that all types of wheat are all considered one. Even if you have darker wheat or lighter wheat, doesn't matter, and it's okay. Kol min te'enim u'groigrois u'devela echad. Similarly, all types of figs. Te'enim are the regular figs. Groigrois are when they're dried out, the Rav explains. And dvela is when they're pressed into a round cake. They're called a dvela. All these things are all figs, and they're all one. V'tarim mize alzeh, and you can be tarim from one to the other. So like the Pharisee Saul explains, for example, you're allowed to be tarim from groigrois, from dried out figs, onto te'enim or dvela. It's all fine. So the Mishnah continues, kol makom she'esh kohen tarim min hayafa. Any time that there's a kohen in front of you, tarim min hayafa. So give him from what's best. So better to give him what's fresh. That means you would give him from the te'enim on the groigrois, because te'enim are better than the dried out groigrois. But if there's no kohen in front of you, better to give him from something that's going to be miskayim, something that's going to last, and that would be groigrois because they last longer. Rebbe Yehuda says, you always give him from what's better, even if he's not in front of you. And if the kohen eventually doesn't come, so it's his loss. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rebbe Yehuda.